Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Grizzlies beat the Warriors 116-108. And Ja Morant, this dude. I mean, look, out of college, you knew if you watched, he was going to be a superstar. Ja Morant was going to be a superstar. But that doesn't mean you knew he would get to this place this fast. This is John in the hallway heading to his locker room, to the locker room at Chase Center in San Francisco, telling Twitter to give the Grizz more respect.
Big day, 10 of them things. Stop playing with us, man. Put some respect on our name.
John, at the end of last season, I asked you about the team getting respect from, you know, across the league and from TV. How close are you getting to thinking you're getting the respect that this team deserves?
Well, I bet you we got it now. I bet you we got it now. On social media.
Now, what do you think you guys have proven over these last 10 games and really over the last 2 months?
Number one is, you know, we're one of the best teams in the league. But, like, you know, that's number one. And number two, I feel like, you know, we're showing, you know, how deep our roster is.
I mean, this is, look, that's the Grizzlies' 10th straight win. That's a franchise record. Jay, it's one thing to be a special talent, because that was clear about Ja. Aggressive, crazy hops. Now he can shoot, the whole thing, right? It's another thing to deploy those skills and that talent in the service of uplifting a team. And that's what he's also doing right now.
So I've had a lot of conversations with people over the last several days. And I say, you know, are you paying attention to what's happening in the league? And they go to, like, LeBron James, Stephen Curry. And nobody brings up Memphis. I'm like, yo, if there was one player that, if I had $500 to go to a game and sit courtside, that I could pay throughout the whole year, there's one player I would go see. I would go to Memphis to see Ja Morant. I think he is the most entertaining player there is in the game of basketball right now. And I know that's a hard sentence to say, because I know we have Kyrie Irving. I know we have Stephen Curry. I know we have LeBron James. We have Zach LaVine. We have a lot of incredible athletes, Giannis, Joel Embiid, a lot of incredible players in the league. But I value elite athleticism over shooting the ball from deep. I see everybody trying to shoot the ball from deep like Steph. I don't see players who are 6'1", 6'2", who have a relentless and a fearless attack at the rim constantly, and who can contort their body in different ways and find ways of making shots. Last night, guys, for the third night in a row, I stayed up to watch games. And I got to tell you, there were five or six plays where I walk away from saying, damn, how does Ja Morant do that? Five or six. And it feels like every game I watch Memphis play, there are five or six plays where I'm like, yo, go back and let me watch that one again. I'll give you guys one that I posted the other day. Their last game, not last night, the game before that, I watched him go up for a block, and he pinned the ball with two hands above the damn square.
It's one of the best plays I've ever seen in any sport. Now, in any sport.
Let me tell you something. While it was happening in real time, people weren't really talking about it until the screenshot came out. And then everybody was like, damn, is his head by the rim? Or his armpits close to the bottom of the backboard, and you see his two hands. You know how high you have to jump to pin the ball with two hands above the square? Above the right 90-degree angle of the square. Get out of here. The best bang for your buck in the NBA is in Memphis, and it's time we give that town and that city, that small market city, national love. They deserve it.
Yeah, no question about it. But, you know, I look at it as watching him as an individual show us a lot of different things from an athletic standpoint that you marvel over. But I also look at it, and they took care of Golden State, but I also look at it when you get into the playoffs and you talk about seven-game series and things of that nature. Yeah, you can do it in a small window, but can you do it over time when now all of a sudden there's a seven-game stretch and then you advance to the next round and there's another seven-game stretch? Can you do that? Yeah, 10-game win streak in the regular season is great. But as you look at it for a young team getting into the playoffs, we've watched it with Atlanta. We've watched it with Phoenix to a degree. When you young and you don't have that necessarily experience, can you figure out how to get over the hump? That's the key.
Well, they bounced Golden State in the play-in game last year, which I thought was pretty incredible to watch Ja, Dylan Brooks and company take over that mantle. They are now fourth in the Western Conference, and I get that we will really draw an ultimate conclusion for when this team gets to the playoffs, but this team and the way they defend, they're probably the biggest challenger to Phoenix or Golden State to come out of the Western
Desmond
Conference.
Desmond Bane, they got a lot of guys, right? But here's the thing, the biggest thing to me, guys, out of all this, I always ask this question about a young up-and-coming star. Is he great enough to be the best player on a championship team? And my answer, Jay, for Ja, is yes. And almost no one who ever lived his size is the best player on a championship team. It is rare. But, Jay, when you put your eyes on Ja, do you say he can be the best player on a championship team?
He has that it factor, man.
Yes, he does.
There's a special something about him. Even when this is his third year in the league, y'all.
It's crazy.
Like, every time I watch New Orleans, I get sick to my stomach. I'm like, New Orleans, you should have taken Ja Morant. Look what he's doing and look where Zion is. And all I'm going to say is, you know, a lot of people last night, off the comparison last night, let's compare where Ja Morant is right now in his third year compared to where Stephen Curry was in his third year. He is by far outpassed him.
And he's only 22. And by the way, he's taken four threes a game, hitting 38% of them. So you talk about shooting from deep, he can do that too at 22.
I'm just saying, you see, like, you Grind best City player, in Memphis?
Best player on a championship team. Last dude I could think of might have been Isaiah Thomas.
Yes, and by the way,
I don't count.
Well, Steph.
I don't count Steph because he was with KD, but even before that championship
with KD. Well, he wasn't
with
KD for the first one.
That's what I'm saying. Before the championship with KD, that first one,
Kyrie and Kevin Love were both hurt in that series. That's why they won.
Close enough, but they lost. But
AI is one who won a game in the finals against a great Lakers team.
But he lost.
But he lost the championship. Isaiah was the best player on a team, but there were a bunch of dudes on that team who were there. It was atypical in that there was not that one dude so much better than everyone else on that team.
Was it only Chauncey? I mean, like,
Chauncey won. I mean, it was.
Yeah, no, that was another example. It was Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace.
Just what you're saying, man, Chauncey's like 6'3", 250. Chauncey's a if y'all ever stand next to Chauncey, Chauncey is not Ja Morant.
But what I'm
saying, Ja Morant seems like 6'1", barely 6'2", like 180 pounds soaking wet now.
Yep. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join on the Goodyear Hotline. Ja's different than Chauncey. Mm-hmm. Ja's different athletically even than Isaiah Thomas or
he has D. Rose type athletic ability, man.
With more hops, I think, and a better shooter.
I can't.
After I saw that block, I have to say yes, Jay.
I don't think D. Rose
ever got up that high. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Oh. Giants, Super Bowl champs. How to fix the franchise coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.